DeepEnglish.com.
According to one 15th century historian, Pope Innocent VIII fell into a coma in 1492. What happened to Pope Innocent VIII in 1492? In 1492, Pope Innocent VIII fell into a coma. Who said Pope Innocent VIII fell into a coma? A 15th century historian said Pope Innocent VIII fell into a coma. His doctor, trying to reverse his condition, attempted something shocking. What did his doctor attempt? His doctor attempted something shocking. What was he trying to do? He was trying to reverse his condition. He took the blood of three children and fed it to the Pope. Both the Pope and the children died. Did he take the hair of three children? No, he didn't take the hair of three children. He took the blood of three children. What did he do with the blood? He fed the blood to the Pope. Did the Pope get better? No, the Pope didn't get better. The Pope died. Did the children also die? Yes, the children also died. The attempt to heal him through young blood was a failure, but this medieval doctor may have been onto something. Was the attempt to heal him through young blood a success or a failure? The attempt to heal him through young blood was a failure. Was this medieval doctor onto something? Yes, this medieval doctor may have been onto something. In the late 15th century, there was no knowledge of the circulatory system, so the blood was poured into the Pope's mouth. Was there knowledge of the circulatory system in the 15th century? No, there was no knowledge of the circulatory system in the 15th century. While there is no way to verify the truth of this story, some medical historians say it was the first attempt at a blood transfusion. Is this story true? Maybe, but there is no way to verify the truth of this story. What do some medical historians say about this story? Some medical historians say it was the first attempt at a blood transfusion. By the 17th century, doctors began to understand the way in which blood circulates through the body, and the first successful transfusion of blood was in 1665. When did doctors begin to understand the way the blood circulated throughout the body? Doctors began to understand the way the blood circulated throughout the body in the 17th century. When was the first successful transfusion of blood? The first successful transfusion of blood was in 1665. Since then, blood transfusions have been used to save people who have lost blood through injury or surgery. But recent research is again looking at the healing potential of young blood. How have blood transfusions been used? Blood transfusions have been used to save people who have lost blood through injury or surgery. What is recent research again looking at? Recent research is again looking at the healing potential of young blood. In 2008, researchers at Stanford University surgically joined the circulatory systems of pairs of young and old mice. Did researchers surgically join the circulatory systems of mice? Yes, researchers surgically joined the circulatory systems of mice. Where were these researchers from? These researchers were from Stanford University. Their blood mixed for a few weeks before their brains were examined. How long did their blood mix? Their blood mixed for a few weeks. What happened after their blood mixed? After their blood mixed, their brains were examined. The results were shocking. What was shocking? The results were shocking. The old mice had a burst of brain cell growth. Did the young mice have a burst of brain cell growth? No, the young mice didn't have a burst of brain cell growth. The old mice had a burst of brain cell growth. The opposite happened to the young mice. What happened to the young mice? The opposite happened to the young mice. The effect of the old blood had stalled their normal brain cell growth. What was the effect of the old blood? The effect of the old blood had stalled their normal brain cell growth. In 2014, researchers at Harvard did similar experiments with mice and found that young blood improved the brains, hearts, and muscles of older mice. In 2014, did researchers at Harvard do similar experiments with mice? Yes, in 2014, researchers at Harvard did similar experiments with mice. What did the young blood improve in the older mice? The young blood improved the brains, hearts, and muscles of older mice. In old Greek myths, ambrosia is the food of the gods that gives immortality. Is the word ambrosia from old Roman myths? No, the word ambrosia is not from old Roman myths. The word ambrosia is from old Greek myths. What is ambrosia in old Greek myths? In old Greek myths, ambrosia is the food of the gods that gives immortality. It is also the name of a new company that is testing young blood transfusions on humans. Is a new company testing young blood transfusions on humans? Yes, a new company is testing young blood transfusions on humans. What is this company called? This company is called Ambrosia. It has started a 600-person research study funded by the participants. Is this research study funded by the government? No, this research study isn't funded by the government. This research study is funded by the participants. For $8,000, older participants between the ages of 35 and 80 will receive transfusions from people under 25. How much are the participants paying? Participants are paying $8,000. What will these participants receive? These participants will receive transfusions from people under 25. While the potential for anti-aging discoveries is exciting, we could be walking towards a world where only the rich have access to the fountain of youth. What is exciting? The potential for anti-aging discoveries is exciting. What do you think? Could we be walking towards a world where only the rich have access to the fountain of youth? Billionaire co-founder of PayPal, Peter Thiel, has invested millions in anti-aging companies. Who is Peter Thiel? Peter Thiel is a billionaire co-founder of PayPal. Has he invested billions in anti-aging companies? No, he hasn't invested billions in anti-aging companies. He has invested millions in anti-aging companies. And the chief medical officer from one of his companies has recently reached out to Ambrosia. Has Thiel reached out to Ambrosia? No, Thiel hasn't reached out to Ambrosia. The chief medical officer from one of his companies has reached out to Ambrosia. Thiel has said that his interest in this type of anti-aging treatment is purely personal, but it does raise some questions. Has Thiel said that he will invest in this type of treatment? No, Thiel hasn't said that he will invest in this type of treatment. He has said that his interest is purely personal. In the future, will companies funded by billionaires be able to cure aging? And will immortality involve the rich, draining the life energy of the young and poor?